The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 23rd. Today's word is inexorable, spelled I-N-E-X-O-R-A-B-L-E. Inexorable is an adjective that means not to be persuaded, moved, or stopped, relentless. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Nashville Ledger by Jim Myers. The question is, what is Nashville anymore, if not gritty joints that nurtured musicians and songwriters? Yes, change is the inexorable constant, but at such an accelerated pace, are we seeing the fabric of Nashville culture being ripped away and replaced with the glitz, not of rhinestones, but of Klieg lights and slick outsiders spoiling for a deal? The Latin antecedent of the word inexorable is inexorabilis, which is itself a combination of the prefix in, meaning not, plus exorabilis, meaning pliant or capable of being moved by entreaty. It's a fitting etymology for inexorable. You can beseech and implore until you're blue in the face, but that won't have any effect on something that's inexorable. Inexorable has been a part of the English language since the 1500s. Originally, it was often applied to people or sometimes to personified things, as in deaf and inexorable laws. These days, it's usually applied to things, as in inexorable monotony or an inexorable trend. In such cases, it essentially means unyielding or inflexible. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.